Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you. Richard's in the studio, while Bob and I are joining you from the site of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Orlando, Florida. Lots of meetings, lots of reconnecting with longtime friends and new friends, as a matter of fact, all in Christian broadcasting. But right now, we're here for Basic Gospel, and the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. If you have a question or something you would like to discuss with us, give us a call right now. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's wonderful to be on the broadcast today. We missed it yesterday. Andrew Farley and Richard took it, and I understand y'all just had a great program together, and so excited about that. Today is the last day of the month of February. We've been talking about relationships. For the month of March, we're going to pivot to apologetics. You know, there's a lot of skeptics out there in the world. They have all kinds of questions. There's a lot of voices that are casting doubt on the Christian message, on the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're questioning even his existence.
Sure.
Was he an actual historical figure? And we're going to tackle a lot of those questions that the skeptics raise. And hopefully in doing so, we're going to help our listeners come away next month with a rock-solid faith in the history of the message and the spiritual nature of the message. So we're excited about that. I think we're going to have some special guests that will help us dive into that. But today we want to finish up relationships and really talk about what relationships are all about. And, you know, to do that, I think we need to talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And that's the love chapter. And it's in that chapter that we really see what love is all about. Starting in verse 4 of chapter 13, Paul writes this: love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. That is the definition of love. That is how God loves you. And when you get connected to God through faith in Jesus Christ, this is what you're getting connected to, the very love that he had for you right here, right now. This love isn't past tense. This is present tense. And as a matter of fact, all of these words in here, when it says love is patient, you know, if you're an English major, you would break that down and say patient is an adjective. It is describing the subject.
Mm-hmm, right.
But that's not how it's written in the Greek language. Patient is the word long-suffering, suffers long, and it's a verb. It is a present tense active verb. So when we're talking about love, we're talking about love in the sense that it is an action. God directing something toward us for our benefit, for our behalf. So that's what love is all about. And when we get connected to God through faith in Jesus Christ, this is what we get to experience, his love in action toward us. And that's what makes this new life that we have so different than what we had before. And Richard, your favorite verse in the Bible is John 17:3.
Yes.
And it talks about eternal life. And eternal life is knowing God the Father and Jesus Christ whom he sent. And when we know God the Father and we know Jesus Christ, what that's saying is that we know the love of God, that we've had a heartfelt experience of the love of God. We know God has suffered long with us. We know God has acted kindly toward us in giving us salvation. We know that he does not envy, or that he does not boast, or he's not proud, or he does not dishonor us, or that he is not self-seeking in this relationship, that he reaches out to us for our benefit. So when we know God, we know this love, And that's what eternal life is all about, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it is. The realization that this God of the universe, a God who, because he spoke things into existence, could also speak me out of existence. Instead of speaking me out of the existence, he spoke himself into me and has spent a good part of my life showing me how much he loves me and making it real and making it practical. It's not just the awe of having God living inside of me, but the realization that every moment he lives inside of me is another moment that the love he has brought to bear in all of my relationships, family, work, wherever, overflows from him through me to others. That is awesome.
Yeah, and that's what completes the cycle.
Yes.
You know, there's so many people that want to receive the love of God and let it just become a reservoir deep within our souls. Mm-hmm. But that's not how God works. You know, we see images of rivers and that, you know, this river of life. And that's what God's love really is. It's a river. It's active. It has a current that comes from God into our hearts and then is poured out into the lives of others.
Yes.
And that's what completes the love of God in relationships. As we receive, as we come to grips with the fact that God had to be patient with us. If he wasn't patient with us, we wouldn't be here. And I think that's why Paul started this definition with the word patient in telling us the story of God's love, because he realized how patient God was with him. The blasphemer, the one who persecuted the church, yet God was patient and had mercy. And so he received that love, and as a result, he was sent to the people that he despised most as a Jewish person, and that was the Gentile world. And he was forced by the love of God to begin understanding what this Gentile world was all about and to be the voice that would deliver the love of God into their hearts. It was a powerful, powerful thing. And that's what relationships are built on, that are going to be healthy and solid and growing on the love of God that has been poured out in our hearts through Christ Jesus.
This is the type of good news that you receive every day on Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher is here. Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you've joined with us. Want to remind you, friends, that we have open lines at 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. I also want to remind you, friends, that today is the final day for our offer of Bob Christopher's excellent CD series, Inside Out, Marriage and Family. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift through Basic Gospel this month. And in this series, Bob acknowledges the relentless attacks that come against marriages and families and points the way to sure victory in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. To request your copy, simply click donate when you visit basicgospel.net. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. We really need your partnership as we move forward into calendar year 2017 to continue to get this good news out, everybody. And so for those of you who have joined with us, we really genuinely appreciate your partnership and look forward to making many new friends as we move forward.
Yes, indeed. And we are ripe in this country and really around the world to receive this gospel message in its simplicity, in its purity. I mean, that's what people are crying out for. Mm-hmm. Now, they have all kinds of other felt needs, and many organizations and just the world at large are trying to meet these felt needs. But they are ignoring the most essential need that we all have, and that's to be connected to God, to really know God. And there's only one way to do that, and that is through faith in Jesus Christ. Right. So I think the opportunities that are before us are unprecedented.
Yeah.
So come and join with us. Stand with us. Help get this message out and allow God's power of the gospel to change human lives all around this world. And as far as this resource is concerned, Inside Out Relationships, my oldest daughter is soon to be married, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be meeting with her and her fiance, Caitlin and Jimmy.
Yeah.
And the information that is in this resource is the very information that I'm going to be providing with them and help them build their future relationship as husband and wife on the foundation of Jesus Christ. So this is valuable information. There's just several things, just a few, that the Word of God talks about as far as relationships are concerned. Once you get a hold of those and know how they are lived out, then they answer almost every single issue that can come up between people. So this is information that I'm going to be sharing with my daughter, that we talk about within our family. It's information that Richard gives out as he meets with couples and talks about how the gospel message is really the foundation for any relationship. Mm-hmm. If you know people that are getting married, if you know people that would benefit from this, this is a great resource to put in their hands. So don't let this offer pass you by. This will be valuable stuff. The folks that you give it to, they will thank you for it because it will be beneficial to them.
Without question. So once again, friends, for your copy, simply make your gift this month, today, as a matter of fact, before midnight, to Basic Gospel. You can do that by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. That's donate at basicgospel.net. We have a call on the screen from Brad, and I think I'm going to ask Brad to hold on just for a moment because I have a question I wanted to pose that we received by email overnight. Bob and Richard.
Okay.
This is from Barbara. She says, I was listening to a preacher on YouTube who was talking about Revelation and what he thought might happen concerning the rapture. He referenced Revelation 3:5 and said that some would not experience the rapture because they would have their names erased out of the book of life. This is worrying me. Suppose it is true. Does it mean that I am not good enough to go home to heaven? He said, only those who have done the Father's will be raptured. I do try to do be the person God would have me be. I don't go to a regular church service, as my husband is not a believer, is not saved, and likes to spend Sundays together. But I love my Lord no less and talk to him every day. I listen to Basic Gospel and Church Without Religion. I'm also I'm not a great reader of the Bible and know that I should probably read it more. Is this interpretation of God's Word true? Can our names be erased from the Book of Life? Thank you for your time. That's from Barbara, who wrote to us overnight.
It's a great question, and a one-word answer, it's no. Yeah. Once a person's name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, it's there forever. It will never be blotted out. And Richard, those two passages in Revelation that talk about the Book of Life, that's exactly what they say,
that's names
will never be blotted out.
Never be blotted out. I mean, let me read the verse just so people know what we're talking about. The one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the Book of Life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. So you have to ask, who is the victorious one? The victorious one is the one who is living by grace through faith, has accepted Jesus as their Savior. It has nothing to do with, you know, I quit smoking or I quit drinking or I quit gambling or any of that kind of stuff. It has to do with walking by grace through faith in Jesus. And now because you're doing that, you belong to him. He will never blot your name out, ever, period.
And the Apostle John even gives that very answer.
Yes.
In his first letter. So John is the author of Revelation. I mean, God penned that through him. He also has these three letters along with the Gospel of John. And so that question is this. He asks it, who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes.
So that's our victory. It's our faith in Christ Jesus. We are made alive together with him because he lives, we live. The only way that we could lose our salvation is if Jesus were to die. Well, he has an indestructible life.
Yes.
The resurrection proved that. It's the power of an indestructible life. That life has been put into us. Ours is indestructible. We will never, ever, ever, ever be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life.
Indeed.
I think the Book of Revelation, as far as assurance of salvation is concerned, is the most rock-solid book in the Bible.
Yes.
There is a trail of assurance that goes from start to finish in that book. If you want a blessing in your life, read through the Book of Revelation. underline, mark, highlight all of those verses that talk about your assurance, the fact that you've already been marked out as one who belongs to God, and as a result, you will not experience the wrath of God, and your name is in that book forever. And that's good news, isn't it?
Sure is. Well, let's go to Brad and our good friend from O'Fallon. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, I'm wonderful. And Bob, Christopher, thank you for being. I missed you. Thank you for being back on the radio. And you know, this month about relationship has been so wonderful. And when you think about Jesus walking as a human, he was 100% dependable upon his Father. Did nothing, said nothing that the Father didn't say or do. And when you think about how God loved Jesus, I mean, I was listening to Jesus with Andrew Farley, and he was saying, did God love Jesus when he was an infant and he had never lifted a single finger on this earth? And of course, the answer is absolutely yes. And you think about all the love that God, the Father, poured through and into and for Jesus as he walked on this earth. He does the same exact thing.
Yeah, as the Father loved him, he has loved us.
Absolutely, and that is incredible to think about when you understand that that love that comes from God is in the same amount, the same portion, the same strength, the same quality, the quantity. And I'm just blown away. When you guys were talking, and most times it happens this way, when you're talking in your introduction and your comments, I mean, it was just jumping inside me, so I had to call.
Well,
and
we're glad
I'm
you did,
so
Brad.
So appreciative of the ministry. And I just know, I absolutely know, because I've had so much experience throughout the years of other things, other movements, other places, that the truth really comes through Bob Davis, Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, the entire ministry staff at Basic Gospel are all on the same page in the same book, and that just bleeds off to me. And I'm telling you, I just, you know, Barb, just keep listening. Keep listening. Yeah. Keep listening to the Church Without Religion. And, sweetheart, you will grow and grow and grow and grow in grace and come to understand and connect all the dots. And I definitely will be praying for you and other people that we hear on this program. But I just thank God for Basic Gospel, and I love you guys, and I'll talk to everybody later.
Good hey, words, thanks, Brad. We sure appreciate that. And some of the points he made there, guys, are just really, really key points. When Jesus was a human being, you know, he put aside his prerogative for godly attributes. And he chose to live in dependence upon his Father, to walk in dependence upon his Father. And there's many passages in the New Testament, especially in the Gospel of John, where he said, the things that you see me do, they're not me doing them. They're my Father doing them through me. The things that you hear me speak, it's the same thing. It's God the Father speaking those things through me. So he lived in dependence. And that's how we're to live. We're to live in dependence upon Jesus in exactly the same way that he lived in dependence upon his Father. And again, that's where the love of God comes into play. Because if we're not sure God loves us, then we're not going to be very clear or very anxious to be dependent upon him. Because we're going to wonder, where is this going to lead me? But if we know that God loves us, then that's going to make this dependent relationship much easier and much more rewarding and fulfilling. So we have to know that God loves us, and that's going to trigger a whole line of dominoes that are going to be good things for us in our relationship with God.
So good stuff, Brad. Thank you for your call. Richard?
Yeah, we got an email from Amanda from California, and there's not a lot of detail here, but I think we can talk about principles. She's a working mom. She's got three children, and she has to work outside the home. I've been struggling with the thought that as a Christian, I should be a stay-at-home mom. What is your opinion?
Did you say that she's a single mom?
No, that we don't have any details on that. It's just that I'm a mom of three who works outside the home. So in general, how should she approach this?
Well, I'm just going to assume that she's married.
Okay.
So, and I think, making that assumption, that's going to lead us down a certain path.
Yes.
And if she's married, then that's not a decision that she makes by herself. That's something that she and her husband talk through together, and that together they make that decision, something that they feel is right and best for their situation. I think if she will bring her husband into that conversation and talk about some things that are going on inside of her, and then talk about kind of financial things, and does that outweigh the importance of her being there with her kids, if they will start talking about those things, communicating. One of the things that we've talked about time and time again this month, really communicating what's on each other's hearts and then putting that into God's hands, I think they will start seeing what the right decision for them is going to be, how the Holy Spirit is going to lead them down a good and solid path. So this is not just something that she can kind of harbor within her own heart. She really needs to let that out, talk about it with her husband, and then the two of them together make the decision.
Yes. Yeah, the very last thing she should be doing is making a decision on her own because of some amount of guilt she's carrying. She's either talked to someone or there's heard a sermon or something that indicated how powerful it can be to be a stay-at-home mom. Well, that's true. But this is a family decision, not somebody else's decision.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So Chris is on the line from Fairfax, Virginia. Chris, how you doing?
I'm busy and stressed. Well, actually, I've been stressed, but not so much right now. Now it's just busy. But I have a question for you guys that I wanted to get in during the final minutes of this month, talking about relationships. I wanted to talk about boundaries. I think there is a belief among Christians that they always have to say yes to other people. They always have to bend over backwards. And I think there might be times when we just realize that it's healthy to distance ourselves from other people in some way. I mean, I know that we're always supposed to forgive other people.
Yeah. Well, let me jump in on that, Chris. We're running short on time for today's program. But I think you're exactly right. A lot of Christians feel they have to just become doormats. They just have to tolerate and take behavior that they shouldn't. And there are a lot of times that we just need to stand up as human beings and say, I'm not going to allow you to treat me like that anymore. And so we're not called to be doormats. We're called to love. Sometimes that's standing up for yourself. And, sometimes people take advantage of you. They don't realize they're taking advantage of you. Maybe they do. And when you stand up and say something about that, then that can change the situation. A lot of times we don't do things like that because we're afraid. We're fearful. And it's time to be courageous and say, I'm going to allow Christ to stand me up and be able to speak into this situation and leave the results of that in God's hands.
Chris, thanks for your call. We are out of time, and we hope to hear from you again. Friends, as we close the broadcast today on this final day of our offer for Bob Christopher's excellent CD series, Inside Out, Marriage and Family, it's our way of saying thank you for your gift through Basic Gospel this month. And in this series, as we've said, Bob acknowledges and the relentless attacks that come against marriages and families and points the way to sure victory in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. To get your copy, it's a two CD series. We encourage you to do so. Simply go online to BasicGospel.net and click donate on any page. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. Well, that's it for this edition. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will too. Bye-bye.